following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Whoa, it's one of those storm tracker vehicles.
And it looks like he's got Goodyear tires for superior handling in challenging weather.
Well, it's a good thing we both got Goodyears in conditions like these.
True, but we're in a car wash.
Hear that? Storm's getting worse.
That's just the hot wax.
Receive up to $80 off with mail-in rebate when you buy four select Goodyear tires between July 1st, 2012 and August 31st, 2012. Certain conditions and restrictions apply. See retailer for complete details. Goodyear, more driven.
Well, folks, summer's here, and for a lot of us, that means taking a vacation we've been looking forward to all year. But how can you make the most of your destination city when you get there? Easy. Just download the StubHub app to your phone, and you'll know exactly what's happening wherever you end up. Concerts, theater, sports, everything going on will be right there in front of you. And you can grab tickets right from your phone. So grab the StubHub app today, and happy traveling.
StubHub!
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. It is July 3rd, and if you're heading out for vacation, maybe you've got that long week. You're heading out to the lake. I already saw campers and boats and trucks being towed on out of town. So wherever you're heading this weekend, hope you enjoy your long extended vacation. And if you're like some of us that are continuing to work, we hope you'll stay with us, enjoy it, and enjoy your 4th of July. Of course, the fireworks are tonight at the Viero Event Center, and a lot will be going on out there. The Kearney Country Club does theirs on the 4th of July and many other celebrations going on throughout central Nebraska as well. Doug Duda with you on today's Doug and Daddy Show. My special co-host is NTV's Spencer Schubert. 79, huh?
79. Prairie Holes.
I did watch.
It was nice.
How many holes did you play?
Seven of them.
Spencer joins us here as co-host on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up in just a few minutes, TJ Hepburn is going to join us. And also on the program today, Jared Crick, who's a busy guy trying to learn everything down in Houston. Marcel Jones signed a contract yesterday. Of course, Crick and Jones kind of made the tour around the state there. We've all got a chance to talk to him, but he signs a four-year deal. Which pretty good. You can get a four-year deal as a seventh-round draft pick. Sometimes seventh-rounders might not make even the team, and Marcel must be impressive early on.
Yeah, big deal for him. I know they, like you said, they were touring around the state. Mike Caputo was even coming around with them, and I talked to Marcel and Caputo. I mean, everybody knew Crick was going to get put somewhere, but Jones and Caputo were like, we'll be undrafted free agents. Yeah. I mean, they knew going in. So when Marcel Jones gets drafted, I mean, that's just a great story for him. And now you see him signing that contract. Nothing but good for him.
All kinds of sporting activities have been keeping us busy. Wimbledon's going on today. The NBA major trades are starting to go on. Are you as tired of the Dwight Howard stuff as I am?
Yeah. I mean, everybody, I was listening to ESPN radio yesterday, and they're talking about this, and they're talking about how he's going about it the wrong way. Obviously, he's going about it the wrong way. I mean, we're listening to this story after story after story, and now he's saying there's only one team. It's either Brooklyn or bust for him. He's going to stay in Orlando and then ride out to free agency. I mean, it's just one of those things where you're just tired of it, and that's what just ends up happening in the end.
Major trade going through last night. Atlanta dealing all-star guard Joe Johnson to Brooklyn for five players. It sounds to me like Brooklyn's trying to do what Miami did 2 years ago. They bring in two or three studs, and then they don't have anything to go around them. I would have thought they would have learned from that experience that Miami went through last year.
And, you know, if they can have the two-year plan like Miami had, they'll be set. I think that's maybe what they're looking for. I mean, you got Joe Johnson in, a big name. If you get, excuse me, if you get a Dwight Howard in with that, I mean, you throw that name at him, maybe even Chris Paul follows him from L.A. That might be something that they look at, because Chris Paul and Dwight Howard are really close as well. That could be another big three up there.
Well, it'll play out, and then they can tell me about it when it's all said and done. But we'll talk about that and a whole variety of sports coming up throughout the show today. If you'd like to call us, 888-455-ESPN. You'll also need that for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-3776. Or you can email us, Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Check out the Facebook page as well. But let's get right into it. TJ Hepburn joins us in studio today, coming off his, well, he's just champion after champion after champion. Of course, last time we talked to him, he's getting ready for the amateur bout in RFA 2, just coming off the Wrestling National Championship. And then first professional bout was Saturday in RFA 3. And TJ, congratulations on the victory. How did it feel walking down? I want to know what the difference was, the feeling walking into the ring for your first pro match opposed to maybe some of the amateur matches that you had had.
The difference was I had a paycheck on the line, so you get in those fights and it's, you know, you have to get that win bonus in. You know, obviously that's something on your mind, you know, days before the fight, but when you're there, you know, you see the crowd and they're chanting your name. I mean, the only thing you want to do is go in there and just perform right.
And, I mean, you throw in the fact that the guy you were facing, also his first pro fight. What kind of wild card does that throw in when you have two guys coming into their first match like that?
Someone has to win and someone has to lose. And being in Kearney, both of our first pro fights, I didn't want to be on the losing end of that. And no one wants to start their career off with a 0-1 record. So I figured, hey, let's start off on the right track.
TJ, I've been watching as I'm learning more about RFA and trying to differentiate it from boxing. Boxing, it takes you so long to get that shot. You know, I mean, you got to be 15-0, 16-0, unless you're a Mike Tyson or somebody like that that just blows people up right out of the gate. But in MMA, if you can get off to a 4-0, 5-0 start, be very impressive. Even some of the great fighters, I mean, they're not 32-3. They're going out there and they're getting shots pretty early in their career. Does that resonate a little bit with you? You know that I got to get these first three or four and quickly I could be where I want to be?
Yeah, for sure. Knowing that you can be a 5-0 and make it in UFC, I mean, that's the motivation when you're going into a fight and you just want to dominate. If I go in and I'm destroying guys first round, you know, hitting elbows, being very impressive, and, you know, I'm going to make it a big show a lot quicker. If I go in and I start playing around with guys and I'm going to decisions, they're not going to want guys going to decisions with a 5-0 record on the UFC representing them. So, you know, I think the quicker I take care of business in the most dominating way I can, the, you know, more money in my pocket and, you know, then I'll be a real celebrity.
not only
yeah,
are you
not
taking...
just Kearney celebrity. But I might get a couple thousand on Twitter after. Right now,
go.
I'm on 100 or 200, so trying to boost it up.
What's the Twitter handle?
What's that? T Carnivore Hep. So find me on Twitter. I need some more tweets and some friends.
Well, there's an extra 1,000 followers right there.
I would hope so.
Let's hope so.
Check it out, folks.
And one thing to bring up, I mean, we're looking at the Monday edition of the Hub here, and you have your elbow about 2 inches into the guy's throat. Talk about how you explain what you do to your kids. You just had a son come into your life just a couple weeks ago. You got a 3-year-old daughter. Talk about how the family looks at this side of thing.
Oh, my daughter loves it, man. Before I go out and train, she sees me with my bag. Daddy, you going to beat up the boys? Yep, sure am. I would hate to come home and, hey, did you beat up the boys? No, not today. So it's good being able to have that experience with my daughter. I didn't bring it to the fight. Mark Bauer and his wife and daughters, thank God they watched my kids for me. So shout out to them. But, you know, once she got home, I showed her. And she's like, oh, Daddy, you punched the guy. Yeah. Then she looks, she goes, he's bleeding. I'm like, yeah, he is. So, yeah, it's fun. My wife was there supporting me, and I know it was nerve-wracking for her, but she got it through it.
How's the training? TJ Hepburn's with us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. How's the training? Are you finding capable opponents, capable people in this area to teach you as you continue to learn a variety, obviously, with the base and wrestling, your boxing? Is the training going like you want?
Yes, it is. It's going better than I thought it would. Training with Ernie Quintana, Jason Fox. He's been helping me a lot with my cross training and whatnot. And then I got Rich Barajas at the Nebraska School of Martial Arts. Once in a while, him and I go in the wrestling room, and he'll work with me with some jiu-jitsu. And in exchange, I help him out with his wrestling defense. So, you know, I've had to just pick partners and, you know, just come with a time that we can meet. And I've also had, you know, Josh Smith, Rafion Stotts, those guys in the wrestling room, still working my wrestling. You know, that's my strength. I don't want to go away from it. I do want to, you know, start becoming a stand-up guy, but at the same time, I don't want to go away from my wrestling. And in the long run, it's kind of, you know, I can't take guys down. So
I can't ever imagine that happening.
You know, it happens to some guys, believe it or not. And it ain't going to happen to me. I'll still be working out with the college guys. Hopefully they kick my butt this year. I know some of them want to get some payback from last year, Chase White.
And TJ, one thing that stood out to me through all the interviews we've been able to do with you on NTV is I talked to you after you won the Division II National Championship on the wrestling mat. You said, now I get to do what I've always wanted to do. You just won a national championship, and you're looking towards Ultimate Fighting and the RFA. How much was that on your mind as you went through your UNK career, and you knew that switch was coming even though you're going for a national title?
A lot. I've had managers trying to, we won Magic. I go, listen, man, I have to focus on wrestling. And Coach Bauer will look at me. I'm like, don't worry, Coach. I'm not going to fight yet. You know, I'm going to finish my career at UNK. But, you know, I had Joe Ellenberger, you know, supportive, inspirational guy. He went through some stuff with, you know, blood disease, and he had to step down from the sport. So then after that happened, I'm like, oh, man, I want to get in there and get a win for Joe. But, you know, that national title was nice. It still hasn't sank in that I'm a national champ, but I just love the fact that I was able to get our team a national title too, and that's more important to me than our my own individual national title.
There were some other guys fighting at your weight on Saturday. I know you don't know what you got coming up next, but is there potential for moving on against a Bubba Jenkins or some of these other guys that were at your weight this last Saturday?
Probably not. I'm not going to say I'm not ready for that competition yet, but, you know, getting into the UFC is a stepping stone. You don't want to take a fight too quick. Yeah. And Bubba Jenkins, you know, he's a guy that I might be training with in the future. He came here on Wednesday, and we had our wrestling camp here. Him and I got to get in the room, work out together. Thursday, got to come work out together. Friday before weigh-ins, him and I got together. So I had 3 good days of training with him in the room, and you know, he stand-up guy. Him and I got along great, and he, you know, in the future, him and I, you know, may end up teaming up sometime.
Cool.
And TJ, it's easy to see the difference between a rookie and a veteran in basketball, in football, baseball. How do you tell the difference between a guy that knows what he's doing, that has that experience in RFA and cage fighting, compared to maybe a guy like you that's just getting started?
No, it's tough. I mean, you can have a guy first fight, and, you know, he just had all the right training, and he has the right mindset. And I think my mindset, you know, I'm out for blood, you know. I didn't get the nickname the Carnivore for nothing. You know, when I train, I train hard. You know, I try to cut guys when I'm out there. I try to be as dominant as I can and inflict as much pain as I can. And, you know, in the long run, you know, there might be guys that they're not going to want to fight me because of being dominant. So hopefully I become more dominant where, you know, that happens, and guys are thinking twice about stepping in the cage with me. But you know, it's really kind of hard to say, you know, if a guy is new or not in fighting. If he's good, he's good.
TJ Hepburn with us here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Spencer Schubert in as the co-host today from NTV. Folks, we asked you before, and I know Spencer talked to you over the weekend. You really don't know what's next, but to kind of let the fans out there know what your plan is, what you're looking for your next fight.
Well, my first plan is going to Fanatic Sports Bar tonight and having a few drinks. So if anyone's out here tonight, 5 o'clock, Fanatics. But going on vacation here in 2 weeks with the family. I go back to Connecticut, visit my mom. So she wants to see my son. He's getting big.
Cool.
Then we're going to be in South Jersey, enjoying the beaches there, doing some deep-sea fishing. None of this pond and lake fishing out here in cornfields. But, you know, after that, I come back and I get back into some serious training, and, you know, when they call me and they want to know when I want to fight, know, November, December, hopefully, is when I can take my next fight.
And TJ, I asked you this too, is, you know, RFA might not be coming back to the Tri-Cities for a while. You might not have a home fight like you've been able to have your first two here. What's the prospect of you going to Vegas, going to LA, going to these road fights, and being away from those TJ chants you were able to hear Saturday night?
It's kind of discouraging, but, you know, me being a national caliber wrestler, I've dealt with it. You know, we have gone to New Mexico Highlands, the worst trip ever. Thank God we're in the MIA this year. But, you know, I've gone through it, been on the road at wrestling. So, I mean, it's nothing that I'm not going to adjust to. It's nice getting a chance and the applause and look up and everyone has a Hepburn shirt on. But at the same time, it's a business. You know, you got to move business sometimes and, no, I just got to still dominate in the ring.
TJ Hepburn with us. You mentioned earlier about UNK, and all of a sudden UNK, maybe not all of a sudden, but the family at UNK is doing so well right now. Yourself, obviously, what Tervell's doing. You mentioned Ellenberger. There's so many more. Some of the guys in the last few years, I mean, Ty's going to be the new coach up at Kearney High. So much has been developed. Did you realize when you were wrestling here the last handful of years what a special group and how many guys were going to be able to take their careers one way or the other to the next level?
I did. Before I came here, Coach Bauer recruited me, and I came out to the wrestling banquet, and every story I've heard was touching. I mean, I was here tearing up at the wrestling banquet. Guys are telling their memories, and that's one of the reasons I signed. You know, I knew coming here it was going to be a family. I didn't realize how close we were going to get. You know, it was actually tough even thinking about having to, you know, one day move to go train because, like you said, you know, got Joe Ellenberger, stand-up guy, Terrell Dognev, you know, one of the best guys I've ever met, and, you know, wish him the best at Olympics. So, you know, Ty Swarms, he's going to do big things at the high school. So, you know, this Kearney area, they're starting to do big things, and, you know, wrestling's going to really expand because of all the changes going on.
Cool. TJ, Spence, anything else? Because I don't know if he knows if he needs to cut weight, and as we've joked about on this show before, this studio is the hottest place in all of Kearney.
Yeah, it feels good right now. Have you been outside?
That's about the only time when you can't open the window in this studio and cool it down, you know that it is a toaster, a cooker out there. Well, hey, congratulations on your first pro victory. I know there's going to be many more. And enjoy vacation. We'll have you on many more times, we hope.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And like I said, tonight, Fanatics, 5 o'clock, be there.
Go get some fireworks.
Oh, yeah, I got fireworks ready. I got to go see Daddy.
TJ Hepburn joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And before we go to our first break, obviously I was out of town, so I didn't get to see the fight on Saturday. You got to see some of it, Spencer. But I heard a lot of good things. Maybe the crowd was just down a touch, but it was an enthusiastic crowd. I've heard the card was better. I heard the fights are pretty good. It was a full night. Maybe it didn't start as early. Got over about the same time as RFA 2. Just your impressions. I've heard nothing but good things about RFA 3 Saturday.
Absolutely. It was a much better organized event. Todd Gatula did a great job lining up as much as he could. The card, like you said, was top-notch. I mean, you get a guy like Joe Daddy Stevenson, even though anybody close knows, he came in, actually didn't make weight. But you know what? The nice story of all that is Dakota Cochran still went in and made the fight happen, and he won the fight. So good story for Dakota Cochran. I know TJ is pretty pumped about that as well.
Dominating faction. And that was a great fight for Dakota to win. Hopefully Dana White calls him up soon. I mean, the guy deserves it. He beat Jamie Varner, stood out with the guys, kicks, elbows, punches. I mean, fought his heart out. Yeah, he had a couple losses. Ramiko Blackman, you know, kind of just uses wrestling. I think that fight could have went either way, but it wasn't a dominating fight for Blackman. Dakota couldn't do much against him. I mean, that's an Olympic wrestler there. I mean, there's not much you're going to do, but, you know, had a bad fight, RFA 2, comes back, beats a UFC veteran, so I think it's his shot to get in UFC and, you know, show everyone what he's made of.
And he took a major, major chance when, I mean, Stevenson wasn't half a pound or a pound over. He's 4 pounds over. He's got a lot more experience. Dakota Cochran could have taken the money and decided not to fight on a forfeiture, but he helped out the community and didn't disappoint the fans. And, you know, that's one of those where you go, thank God things worked out for him.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, a great story with Dakota Gochran, a great story with TJ Hepburn, two local stories coming out of this for us. And it's one thing to have an event and then just go, okay, that was fun. But two storylines coming out to definitely keep an eye on moving forward.
And from the Temp Popper inbox, it was crazy at RFA 3. When TJ went into the cage, the crowd went crazy and it was absolutely awesome to watch. Maybe we can see a Bubba TJ match. That would be awesome. We'll wait some time. Let's get him a few more wins. TJ, thanks so much for the time. We'll catch you soon.
Yep, thank you guys.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jared Crick's coming up at the bottom of the hour and a whole lot more, plus Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We'll be right back.
When has buying a battery ever been an act of charity? This July at Napa, get up to a $25 mail-in rebate on Napa battery starters and alternators. And for each rebate redeemed, Napa will make a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Give something back when you get something back at your local Napa. Napa Know-How. Show you care. Buy a battery. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. Expire 7/31/12. See store for details.
Cheeto's Hotline. This is Chester.
Hi. I'm having some flaming hot Cheetos, and my fingers are burning.
Just wipe them on the drapes.
Now the drapes are on fire.
Not my department. You'll have to call the Drapes on Fire hotline about that. Ta-ta.
Take a Cheetos break with Cheetos.
Pick up a bag of Cheetos today at a store near you.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th. Cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
Major League Baseball on ESPN Radio. The next chapter in one of baseball's biggest rivalries comes this weekend.
Derek Jeter with a home run.
Derek Jeter and the Yankees lead the way in the AL East as they head into Boston to face the Red Sox.
Got a chance and it's gone. Home run, David Ortiz the opposite way.
Yankees and Red Sox, first pitch Sunday night at 7:05 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine here for today with south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. It'll be breezy at times with a high near 100 degrees. And for tonight, partly cloudy skies, south winds at 5 to 15, and we'll see a low near 72. Right now, 86.
You were brisking me, sitting in the front seat, looking at me, telling me you love me and you're happy to be with me.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Spencer Schubert, NTV, joining me in studio. Votes on the poll question as well, our ESPNSuperstation.com. You can join us on Facebook there. You can get to the podcast there, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. You can also vote on our poll question. Yesterday's poll question, who most deserves to be in the All-Star game for the National League? Chipper Jones, Bryce Harper, MLB.com. You can go online, you can vote. And we just put that up yesterday. What do you think, Spencer? See, now, I'm going to go with, there's a little bit of an age deal going on here.
A little bit.
So, Chipper Jones, more I grew up with or got out of college, been playing since 90. Not so much for you. Bryce Harper might be a little bit more of a story you follow. Who would you rather see, Chipper Jones, Bryce Harper?
Before I give you my answer, to be honest, I think it's more of a battle of the newest sensation versus the lifetime achievement war. Yeah. I mean, that's what this conversation's about. I think both guys are not completely qualified in terms of what they've done on the field this year, but it's one of those things that they're names that people are going to want to see at that ball game. And at this point, Bryce Harper's going to have plenty of All-Star games ahead of him. He's going to be playing well enough on the field to have those All-Star games ahead of him. Chipper Jones, I think it's safe to say, has maybe one or two. I mean,
well, yeah, this is it.
This is his shot. So I think you got to give it to him.
And he's only been in a couple here in the last decade, just because there's been, well, Pujols for one reason.
That'll hurt.
And a variety of other great third basemen in the National League. But 73% of our voters did say Chipper Jones. 27% said Bryce Harper. Today's poll question, which will take us into the weekend, who missed their calling as a competitive eater?
Or
who would be the best competitive eater would be another way to say this. Of course, the hot dog contest, Nathan's, goes on in New York tomorrow. Hopefully everybody's there for us. The Doug and Daddy hot dog contest, Friday, July 13th. Have you signed up yet?
I did that last year. We might have to make a return trip Friday the 13th. We'll have to, man, and Friday the 13th, you pick of all days.
What could be better?
That's a bad scenario right there. A lot of hot dogs on a bad day.
Who missed their calling as a competitive eater? John Daly, Michael Phelps, Charles Barkley, Babe Ruth. I don't know where you came up with these, but there's four.
I got to go with Chuck.
I bet Babe could have ate a lot of dogs, throwing back some frosty suds. John Daly, Michael Phelps, boy. I'm going to go off the beaten path. I'm going to go Babe Ruth. I'm going to go Babe Ruth. You take Charles Barkley.
I'm going to take Charles because that's the only thing that I think could explain his golf swing, is that he's eating way too much.
Don't forget to vote on the poll question. It earns you points for our Hy-Vee Rewards fan club. You can pick up food. You can pick up tickets to places like Kansas City Royals games, Kearney Raceway Park, golf balls, a whole lot more. Check it out with our Hy-Vee Rewards fan club, ESPNSuperStation.com. Jabba Chamberlain, reports are that he's going to throw in a simulated game on Friday. They had hoped that he'd be able to come back after the All-Star game. And then, of course, he got injured in spring training again with the trampoline accident. So we'll see. The Yankees actually are playing pretty good baseball, and he could help them.
Yeah, to be honest, right now, Job is coming into a great situation where they're going to have that ability, with how well they're playing, to let him do what he wants to do at the pace he wants to do it. Because right now, they are playing great baseball, and if they want to start working him into that reliever role, if they want to get him that setup role once again from Mariano, however they want to work him back in, I think he's got plenty of room to do it.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Spencer Schubert with us. We've got a couple of minutes here before we give Jared Crick a buzz on the Doug and Daddy Show. So, this is our get-to-know Spencer segment. We had Bob Jensen yesterday. We know Bob Jensen. But this is your initial appearance. Some people are going to go, yeah, he's the guy on the TV channel.
Not funny-looking guy.
We got him at NTV. Give us a little bit of your background, how you ended up where you are.
Well, to be honest, I'm a local kid. Grew up right here in Kearney, went to Kearney High School, played football for Coach Brandon Cool, regrettably for him. went to college up in Lincoln, went to broadcast school, wanted to do this, actually worked for the ESPN radio in Lincoln, did a couple shows up there, and gave old Mark Baumert a call when he was still around down at the old network station and said, I need something, and started as a morning reporter, and here I am anchoring the weekend sports for you guys now.
Yeah, and I have to give credit because a lot of people may not realize this. When you're starting out, it's a little rough. Obviously, we don't have to sit here and talk about cash flow. Mm-hmm. And you got to hire enough people to work. Yeah, you're in front of the camera, the people behind the camera, the people back in the production room, all the things that's got to get out there. There's a lot of folks in our business that have other jobs. You know, we all know Seth goes out and paints the Sistine Chapel every day, but I think he likes to do that. He really doesn't need another job because, you know, he's best
he's
in the state. Yeah, he's Seth Denny. Well, hair product costs a little bit. But, I mean, you guys are doing other jobs. You're working the morning show. They're all over the place, and it takes for a long day, but you guys are doing a great job out there, and I got to go back to the golf challenge, you and Dave, and tell him to shave. You got that
going. Not the first.
You got that going on. We're buddies with all the golf pros around here. Did it help?
Yes. Dave and I were actually slightly disappointed because we only improved 3 strokes. Dave should have improved.
Yeah, but
in
what
all
day
reality.
Did you play? The wind was blowing 50.
At 7:30 in the morning is when we played that round of golf. That was the worst part. We show up at 7:30 and it was about 25 mile an hour winds, and I'm like, this isn't golf weather. We thought about rescheduling it, but it was one of those things where we're like, you know what? I think we're still going to improve. And it was just a scheduling matter for us. So we made it happen. We improved by 3 strokes and regrettably, probably worse conditions than we had in the original round. So these lessons do pay off, but you can't just take a lesson and go straight back to the golf course and do 18 holes. You got to take that lesson. You got to go to the practice range. You got to sit on a green for 30 minutes, 40 minutes by yourself without Scott Bruja or Dave James or Chad Lediot, Matt Shaner, all those guys standing over your shoulder. You got to take what they tell you and practice before you go. It's not like you can go to a basketball practice and be like, all right, I'm ready to go and go play in the NBA.
Well, like me, I show up 5 minutes before the tee time, just enough time to get to the tee box, and you just kind of plan your day like that. And some folks, if you just got the weekend off, I see the folks that are good. You see them out there. You see them out there.
Before, Tiger's on top again.
Before and after the round. So, yeah, there's if we could just be professional golfers, that'd be kind of cool.
Those paychecks are okay.
Yeah.
I think last place, if you make the cut, I still think you're pulling in 10 large.
Well, I was looking, and I hope Nebraska fans are and golf fans continue to support the events. This U.S. Senior Open next year looks like that's going to be incredible at the beautiful Omaha Country Club. And the Cox Classic, got a chance here the last few years to be a part of that. And Media Days next week, and hope to be there for that when they announce a couple of the guys that will get the automatic exemptions. And they're usually some local guys, you know, We've had Hurley get that. We've had Crick get that. Not Jared Crick, but Brandon Crick. and that's always a fun time to go down. And we've got some special deals. Also, check out our Facebook page for that, how you could go to the Cox Classic and set in the air conditioning and do whatever you
want.
Be the
way to do it.
Yeah, and enjoy it and get some great, great action there as well. So check that out. And it's fun time. It actually is a fun time. And when you have some connections of people you know golfing, heck, last year on the show, the first round leader we had on the show, and he's on the PGA Tour now, and they bounce back and forth. You're watching PGA golfers.
And I even talked to Chad Liddy a little bit about this. He's good friends with Zach Johnson, who's won a Masters. I mean, to be in that realm, and I even worked for the Lincoln Salt Dogs back when I was in college, and the president, Charlie Meyer of the Lincoln Salt Dogs, has a buddy that is running that tournament. So he's got a seat at the tournament, to say the least, and it's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere. I think it's interesting, though, the way they're working the tickets with apply and we'll let you know kind of thing instead of just being able to buy your tickets. So it's one of those things that if you know you want to be there, you better apply early because I'm sure there's going to be plenty of people going after those.
Yeah, Senior Open and Cox Classic, always some good events. And, of course, next week here we've got the Nebraska Women's Amateur Match Play is going to be going on at Awori Dunes. We're golf fans, so we like talking a little bit about golf as well. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back. We'll talk a little Husker football right after this.
Cheetos Hotline. This is Chester.
The economy is really bumming me out.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy those Cheetos snacks. It'll take your mind off it.
I'm feeling better already.
Me too. I'm charging you $24.99 for this call.
What?
Toodaloo.
Take a Cheetos break with Cheetos.
Pick up a bag of Cheetos today at a store near you.
Do you remember when making dinner meant finding just the right stick for your hot dog? When every new fork on the trail led to a new adventure? Then keep the tradition going with great deals from Bass Pro Shops. Take 25% off all XPS towable tubes. Save 35% on select Montrek men's and ladies' water shoes. And don't miss family summer camp. Try the archery range. Take in a workshop and earn a new pin, make a craft, and have s'mores around a campfire. All for free. Find out more at basspro.com/camp.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine here for today with south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. It'll be breezy at times with a high near 100 degrees. And for tonight, partly cloudy skies, south winds at 5 to 15, and we'll see a low near 72. Right now, 86.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Co-hosted today, we've got Spencer Schubert from NTV. We're off tomorrow. We will have a baseball doubleheader in the afternoon. Thursday and Friday, we're back with more shows. And Thursday, special co-host Jim Langan.
Whew.
I don't even know what kind of title to put after that.
Blue.
He's done a variety of things: reffing, umping, coaching, obviously superintendenting or principaling, whatever it is that he's done. Coaching. At a couple of schools, and he's going to come in, and we'll chat with him, have a couple stories, and a whole lot more on Thursday's show. And then next week, we start our Big Ten preview. Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, Big Ten blogger, will join us on Monday's show. And then every day until we take off for Chicago, we will have a preview of 12 teams in 12 days in the Big Ten Conference. So that all begins next week. And don't forget, again, the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest is a week from Friday. We always do it the week after the 4th, and this time it falls on the 13th. And so if you would like to be in the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest, again, we've said this every year we've done it. It's really gotten out of control from growing. But we want you to be in. And if you want to be in, there's really no criteria. You just need to contact us via email or call us and talk to Jeff here at the studio, our producer, Jeff Babel. He'll get you down. All you have to do is be at the Hilltop Mall in the air conditioning, eating Troutman's hot dogs. We've had kids as young as, I believe, 6 to people as old as Bob Hamer competing in the hot dog eating contest. And last year, we were right around 20, and this is the first time we've ever had to say this. We will have to max out around there because we need to know how many hot dogs to prepare. We sure the heck don't want to run out, and Kerry and Troutman's always do a great job of providing that, and we want to make sure he's not put out either. But our contest lasts a half an hour. You sit there, you eat your hot dogs. We have the show going on, and the variety of hot dogs. This isn't the Nathan's. This isn't shoving it down your gullet as fast as you can, because as Spencer knows, he was in it and Dave was in it last year. The dogs are a little bit better, and they're a little bit bigger.
A little bit.
I think 16 one year was the most. I look back last year, it was 13 and a quarter dogs was the most, and that's a full belly.
And I know I still remember the score to this day because Dave beat me by one hot dog. I don't know. I guess height must do something. The guy's 6'4". I'm only 6'1", so that's got to mean something. But he only finished with 7. I did 6. So that just shows you the guy that won the darn thing doubled us pretty much with that 13 and a quarter.
And how many did you eat before you went, I'm in trouble?
4. Because what were they, quarter-pound hot dogs, I think is what they were?
They're close to that. I think the one year we got quarters and then we backed that down because it was just too much. Because we do want there to be a number up there. We don't want to be putting it down to half a dog and a quarter dog. Right. But we've had to do that. And when three-time champion Pug Bertrand was upset a couple of years ago, he lost by like a half a dog. And so you know when you hit the wall. We've watched this enough that you know when you hit the wall in our certain competition.
There is a wall.
And you can't stop eating because you will not. You can't take a break.
Exactly.
Because as soon as you take a break, it's over. You might eat one more.
Some people try to take the approach of the casual eater because you always see when you're sitting at home and you're just bored and you're eating, you can eat forever. Somebody's tried to take that approach. That's because you're constantly eating. You're not stopping. If you take, I'd say, once you get past a two-minute break, you're done. You can't stop even for maybe even a minute, because once your stomach realizes how much hot dog you've downed, you're done. So you just got to keep that stomach moving and got to keep it going. That's the one tip I would give, but I only did six last year.
But it is fun, and prizes, shirts for everybody, and some really good prizes. And, of course, for the winner, and, of course, the biggest trophy you can win in the entire state of Nebraska, in any eating contest in the state of Nebraska. I think it's fairly safe to say we have the biggest trophy of any eating competition in the state of Nebraska.
That thing is big. I think we stood it right next to Greek, and I think it got him by a couple inches. So hopefully you got a place in the house for that thing. Maybe put it where the Christmas tree would go. But it's something that it raises the stakes. You have the trophy there. It makes you want to down that extra two hot dogs if you're on that border. And like you said, Doug, get into this thing. It's fun. and it's an exclusive club. Once you hit that 20 mark, you're in. You're in against some of the best hot dog eating guys and gals in this state.
Yeah, men, women. We've had just a couple, three over the time, and they've done well. And except for Melly, she was doing great. She was doing great, but then something happened that you don't want to have happen.
There are trash cans on site.
Yes, we take care of you, folks. We've got mustard, ketchup, water, everything you need there. We've had some Miracle Whip put on the hot dog. Whatever
makes
it go. Of
course,
all condiments do have to be approved by the judges before the contest.
Absolutely, and if you remember the segment we did last year when we actually had Dave and I do that, Dave chugged some of the ketchup, and I think it was the grossest video that's touched the NTV screen since we've been around. Uh-oh. Just him downing ketchup with the ketchup bottle, I want to say, about 3 feet above his head and it pouring down.
And Gavin Erickson, our winner last year, now he was a big stout fella, but it's not always been a big stout fella because
Kobayashi.
Well, and the previous co-host of this show, he can't do it,
mm-hmm.
and he can eat a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the deal is, but the hot dog contest coming up on July 13th. We are continuing to effort Jared Crick through his meetings, and hopefully we'll be able to bring that in. Yeah, let's stay with football. Nebraska has picked up another oral commit. I've always said I don't follow the blogs all the time, and I know there are people out there that love this. I'm not saying I don't like talking about the kids that have committed to Nebraska, and this sounds like a really good one. In linebacker Marcus Newby, a four-star out of Maryland. Nebraska doesn't get a lot of kids out of Maryland, but a little ace in their pocket. Jason Ankra is from North Potomac, Maryland, Quincy Orchard High School, and defensive coordinator John Papuchis. It came down to Nebraska and Penn State. He's going to travel and come out to Nebraska, and it sounds like they got a good one. And another one, because of the Big Red Weekend, we had Ross Ells on a couple of weeks ago. This thing is panning out, so you know they're going to continue to do it.
And, I mean, you look at getting a kid from Maryland. He had Penn State and Nebraska either stay at home or go all the way to the middle of the country. So that speaks volumes, I think, about what Nebraska is doing right now on the recruiting trail, being able to bring these kids into that Nebraska day and letting them just see the atmosphere, letting them see these players. And Jason Ankra, I think, was just a plus to be able to have a kid like that follow Newby around and let him be now a newbie here on the team.
Yeah, and he told Husker Online, the thing I liked about Nebraska when I visited there is the facilities and what they had to offer. Everything is close and nearby. You can just walk to everything in 30 seconds and you'll be there.
that campus is something, but 30 seconds might be a stretch. I know the Journalism College to the football stadium is a solid 15 because I had to make that hoof in about 5 minutes a couple times. So that's not a fun deal, but a great pickup for Nebraska nonetheless. And I think getting these four stars, getting beyond the three-star realm a little bit is going to just start piling up the four stars. There might be a five-star to hit down. And, I mean, we've seen the five-star before and Marlon Lucky, and, it might not pan out. So you got to kind of take that into consideration, too. I think Sue was a four-star. I don't even think he was a five-star coming in.
He was ready to transfer, too, but thank goodness he stayed on. And, folks, if you like going down to Fan Day, the 2012 Nebraska Fan Day is Friday, August 3rd. 2 to 3:30 inside Memorial Stadium, of course, the best opportunity for you to meet and greet this year's team, and then they start practice the following day. So kind of the timeline, they'll be in Chicago on the 26th and 27th. They get back, they go through some of their testing, and then August 3rd, Fan Day from 2 to 3:30, and then practice begins the very next day. Let's do Troutman's Tuesday trivia. 888-455-ESPN. Do we stump you with these every once in a while?
You know, I've actually gotten quite a few. I'm not going to say I would get this one.
Cool.
But I like to think I'm somewhat in the know.
888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. Call now. And the first person to answer our trivia question will get a $25 gift card to Troutman's, where you can go in today and get everything you need for the 4th of July or any barbecue and grill out time that you would want. Let's go to the phone lines, and who are we chatting with?
It's Chris.
Chris, Phil Steele. He is the Bible of college football. We've had him on the show, and we intend to do so again real shortly. But his Bible is out, his preseason prognostications. About a month ago, we told you how many Huskers were on the All-Big Ten team. One Nebraska Cornhusker is on this year's preseason Phil Steele All-American team. And not first team, second team, third team, fourth team. He puts out four teams. So that's a ton of kids. What do we got, 88 kids? One Nebraska Cornhusker is listed as a preseason All-American, and it's actually third-team All-American. Who is that Husker?
Jason Long.
It is not Jason Long. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. We're doing Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is John.
John, one Nebraska Cornhusker is a Phil Steele preseason All-American. Who is it?
Damian Stafford.
It is not Damian Stafford. Try back. 888-455-3776. Let's stay with it. Who are we chatting with on the Doug and Daddy Show?
Jerk.
Do you know which Husker is a preseason Phil Steele All-American?
Rex Burkhead.
It is not Rex Burkhead. Try back.
Good guess.
Yeah, I expected a Rex Burkhead
that
right out of the gate.
That had to come.
Which Nebraska Cornhusker is a Phil Steele preseason All-American? What's your guess?
Brett Maher.
It is Brett Maher. Who are we chatting with?
Andy,
congratulations. Do you have Phil Steele's magazine, or was that just an educated guess?
Just a lucky
guess. All right, buddy. I was hoping it wasn't Brett's dad calling in, you know, Dr. Maher calling in and winning. So, Andy, congratulations. Yeah, hang on the line. Jeff will get you hooked up with your $25 gift card to Troutman's, and enjoy whatever you decide to pick out over at to Troutman's. Carrie and the gang are waiting for you. Thanks for listening, Andy.
Thanks.
Brett Maher is listed as the third-team All-American place kicker. Caleb Sturgis of Florida, first team. Quinn Sharp of Oklahoma State, second team. And Brett Maher of Nebraska, third team. And Phil Steele picks Florida State as his national champion. He's got their kicker, Dustin Hopkins. Mm-hmm. But he has got a ton, obviously, of SEC kids on there. He's got a lot of A&M kids. Alabama is all over the place. He's got Florida State to beat Oklahoma in the national championship. But here's his first team. Let's go ahead and mention that, and then we'll talk about the kids from the Big Ten that are in there. Matt Barkley is your quarterback. Monty Ball of Wisconsin and Marcus Lattimore of South Carolina, who the Huskers saw, both of those guys. They are the number one running backs. Robert Woods, USC, Sammy Watkins, Clemson, and Marcus Wilson, Washington State first team. Then you got Notre Dame, three Alabama linemen, North Carolina, and offensive tackle Ricky Wagner from Wisconsin. On the defense, Jonathan Hankins of Ohio State, the only Big Ten player. The Big Ten, not all over this. You've got five offensive players in the first four teams. On defense, you've got eight, and the only specialty player is Brett Maher, special teams player, offensive defense, punt, kick, punt returner, kick returner. The Honey Badger, by the way, would be first-team kick returner.
Well, I mean, when you look at that list, Doug, you see, of course you got to see a lot of SEC guys. You got guys winning the national championship from that conference, what now, five, six of the last six seasons?
Yeah.
I mean, when you win the national championship that many times, you're going to get kids from high school go, I want to play in that conference. So I think the Big Ten, the ACC, all those conferences, the Pac-12, they got to look up to the SEC right now. I mean, it's a bummer for all these teams that are in these other conferences right now, but that's the battle they got to face when you have two SEC teams in the national championship last year. Now, give it a couple years, there's going to be a four-team playoff. Maybe things will change a little bit. But until that comes, that's how these lists are going to look, the All-American list. But on the Maher note, great story. I mean, a kid coming from Kearney, originally from Columbus before he came down here to kick for the Kearney High Bearcats. Just something he had a tough gig coming in. He had to replace a guy named Alex Henry. I think you guys might remember him now kicking for the Philadelphia Eagles. But to have Maher come into that place, I remember his first field goal. I don't know if you do. was about a 54, 55-yarder. Pelini's like, all right, Maher, go get it. And he did.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, when the fan base knew, and obviously Phil still caught eye, that this kid was going to be something special.
Yeah, I've told the story a few times when we went to Media Days last year and everybody was talking about what Nebraska had to replace and kicker. I just, every chance, don't worry about the kicker. Don't worry about the kicker. They're going to be just fine. You like the playoff system?
You know, I think it's going to make some people upset. Give it about 3, 4, 5 years, somebody will complain about it. I don't think anybody will find a system that's going to be totally fail-proof. You can't, I think, do what Division II does or Division III does with the 16, the even the bigger field of playoffs like that. But I think it's something that if you can get it down to 8 teams, something like that, I think it's a lot easier to hear the number 9th-ranked team in the country complain than the number 5th or the number 3rd-ranked team in the country. So I think in time, I think the 4-team, the plus 1, if you look past in the past couple college football seasons, that would solve our problem, if you think about it. I mean, last year might have been the first exception with the whole Oklahoma State, Stanford, that whole battle, and then you have Oregon losing to USC, and then you have the SEC title game. I mean, you throw all that in. But all in all, I think a plus one, which pretty much this 14 playoff will become, is something that would solve a lot of the Boise State problems, a lot of the Utah problems, and all those above.
And I still, the one thing that I still wish they would address, they're going to give them, and in some case, who knows, if you don't have a championship game on that first Saturday in December, you're going to have a full month to get ready for the semifinals, and then you could have as little as 7 or 8 days to get ready for the national championship. I wish they would space that out, and that just doesn't seem fair that you're going to be playing that way. But whatever it is, here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, glad to have you along with us. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Stop by and see them this week. Maybe you've got a little extended vacation. Maybe you can check them out online tomorrow. ThinkMidway.com. They're there for you. Their experienced sales staff, enthusiastic to share their knowledge and enthusiasm with you. They encourage you to browse the online stock and then schedule a test drive. Maybe you need some financing options. They'll take care of that. They've got special deals via their Facebook and online at thinkmidway.com. Or you can just do it the old-fashioned way. Stop by South 2nd Avenue and see the gang at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back after this.
It's time for 4th of July travel. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And save on all tires, including a buy 3, get 1 free deal on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N77. Shop these and exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm late.
Boy, it's really backed up this morning. 95 is a parking lot. No one's going anywhere.
Rough morning? Make it better. Try rich, smooth avocado at breakfast. Only at Subway. Try it on a fresh toasted bacon, egg, and cheese, or spread some on your fave. And celebrate avocado season before it's gone. Subway, build your better breakfast.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
It's a Major League Baseball 4th of July doubleheader.
Turning, looking, gone! A grand slam for Derek Jeter.
First in Tampa Bay, the Rays host Derek Jeter and the New York Yankees. Then in Chicago, the White Sox face Josh Hamilton and the Rangers.
Turning, looking, gone! Home run, Josh Hamilton.
A 4th of July doubleheader. The Rays and Yankees at 2:30, followed by the Rangers and White Sox on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
He found out he was going to the All-Star game about the same time the Major League All-Stars found out themselves.
You remember dialing in and qualifying for the All-Star game trip?
Oh, yeah, I did.
What if I said you won it?
Well, thank you very much.
That's Bill Stroud of Kearney, winner of game tickets, home run derby tickets, legends and futures game tickets, and fan fest tickets. That's $300 walking around money. And after the All-Star break, we have more 2012 Royals tickets to give away. So text your entry to win. Royals 945 to 90210. Brought to you by Ben Engel Construction, Platte River Radio, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine here for today with south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. It'll be breezy at times with a high near 100 degrees. And for tonight, partly cloudy skies, south winds at 5 to 15, and we'll see a low near 72. Right now, 86.
Doug and Daddy's show, where all of our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK. Home of the Whopper, Carney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. And on a warm day like this, try the real fruit smoothie. They're made fresh in their kitchen specifically to your order. Two locations in Kearney, near Kearney Cinema, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, and next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. Also in Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. Former Husker great Dominique Kelly is going to be a grad assistant for Coach Connie Yore. That was announced yesterday afternoon as they get ready for what could be a heck of a women's basketball season in Lincoln. And so that is all wrapped up. Yesterday, Spencer Schubert is in studio, and we apologize. We just haven't been able to get Jared Crick, you know, away from his millions of dollars down there.
He's busy with that stuff.
Down there in Houston, and that's good. We'll catch up with him again here in the real near future, friend of the program. So I'm pretty sure he's not avoiding us, but hey, you know, whatever. That's fine.
You know,
that's
happens.
Fine. Baseball All-Star Game coming up next week, and looking forward to that. All that going on in Kansas City, and if you are going down or know someone that is, we want to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets.
I'm taking them, so they're gone. The offer's out.
This goes to FanFest on Sunday. Now, this isn't for the Home Run Derby on Monday, or it isn't for the game, which Bill Stroud won via our 90210 texting, and we gave that away yesterday. But I've got two pair of tickets. I want to give both of them away right now, and nothing too hard. All you have to do is call us. We want you to have them. These are $50 tickets that get you in. We're going to give two pair away for all of Sunday's activities at the Kansas City Convention Center. All kinds of great alum are going to be back. All kind of former Major League Baseball All-Stars are going to be back. And you can find out all about it at MajorLeagueBaseball.com or through the Royals website, everything that's going on. It's All-Star Fan Fest this Sunday in Kansas City. If you want them, call now. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We're just going to give you a pair of tickets to FanFest down in Kansas City for Sunday. We were talking off air about a couple of other things that are going on. It is a fairly slow time of the year. A lot of the folks you've noticed, if you read the World Herald or the Journal Star, we had Sipple on a couple of weeks ago. He was on vacation. Chattel's on vacation. Barfneck. They take about a month because they earn it. But it's about the only time you can take vacation. And so there's not a whole lot going on, except in our area. We're talking a lot of Legion baseball. Some things have wrapped up. They're getting ready to see if we can get another Little League team on its way to Indianapolis, which would be cool. But how quickly we forget, it's only been 1 month since the tragedy that happened to affect the Broken Bow family, and you guys at NTV had a nice story. They were up playing this weekend in the Little Caesars tournament. I guess tell us what you found out and the progress of what's going on with the kids that were hurt and the ones that are able to still play some ball.
Really powerful story. If you haven't had a chance to look at it, I was able to talk with Jerry Pomplin, the head coach of Broken Bow, several of the players, including Grayson Minnick, who was very kind to talk to us. He was actually in the van that day, and he took some time to talk about everything and what he's gone through. It's a great story. Go to Nebraska.tv. You can check that out. But the most important thing, Broken Bow is healing through this baseball team. It's a really neat deal. They were three games into their season when this happened.
Yeah.
Postponed a couple games, talked about canceling the season, letting kind of things work themselves out, but sat down. Chad Christensen, one of the players on this team, is in the hospital, still getting treatment from this incident. He threw the first pitch out for a Lincoln Salt Dogs game last night.
Oh, cool.
That's a really neat story, and we're going to try to get in touch with the Christensen family soon, I'm sure. It'd be great to have right here on the Doug and Daddy show as well. And it's one of those things that he's healing and the team's playing for him. They all have wristbands.
And they're good.
Yeah,
and they're good. And Broken Bow's a baseball town, and they've been successful at a variety of other things. But they have always loved their baseball, and they are good.
Yeah, they're in the league championship already. They got their ticket punched to that thing, and that's coming up this week. You also have the chance for them to obviously get back into the postseason. They made a deep run and through districts and state last year. They're looking to do the same thing. Coach Pomplin started talking shop a little bit, saying we need to get our pitching turned around. Obviously, if he could have Chad back on the hill, he would. Chad was pitching really well before everything. So I know he knows he's got a great team, and Broken Bow is definitely a team we might be talking about late into the postseason.
Well, I hope so. You hope good things for everybody, but especially anybody that's had to go through what they've went through. And my sources are telling me that Ryan Hogue is going to take over the basketball program. He is the man in charge up there, has been a coach before. He's been down at Deschler. And so that's what I've been told, what they will do with that in the interim. So we wish them the best of luck. And, you know, that's one of those things that you don't want to keep bringing up because you got the healing process going on, but it also is you want to let people know about it as well. So keep on fighting, Broken Bow, and we hope to, you got a deep run in the postseason. Folks, also want to let you know about the first Kearney Night Run. Be part of Kearney's first night run or walk. It's Friday, July 13th. Once it cools down, 10 o'clock in the evening.
That's the way to do
and
it.
It'll be on campus. The route begins on the Kearney Hike and Bike Trail. Continues about 2.5 miles on the route. It's only a $5 registration with all the benefits going to the American Cancer Society. To register for more or for more information, call 340-1956. You can find them on Facebook. It's listed under First Ever Kearney Night Run. So check that out, Kearney Night Run on Facebook. It's Friday, July 13th, and I guess we'll have to get out of here, unfortunately, on a melancholy note today. A friend of mine, a friend of a lot of people's, and I don't know if everybody saw it today, the Event Center put it up on their Facebook page, but Tim Holcomb passed away this morning with his battle of leukemia. And we talk about cancer, and it's just been this last year. Daddy and I have lost a lot of people we know to a variety of things, including cancer. And to Tim Holcomb's family, grew up knowing Tim from the Arcadia area, Loop City. A lot of people know Tim. He got a lot of things started in the Kearney community with the rodeos, with the bull riding, with the music, and he will be missed. So our condolences go out to the Tim Holcomb family. Tomorrow, we're off here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jim Langan will be in as my special co-host on a Thursday. I want to thank T.J. Hepburn for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Spencer Schubert.
Thank you.
TV, thanks for coming in. I suppose they're going to make you work tomorrow.
Actually, I'm off.
Atta, baby.
They get the tall guy. They get Davey Greek tomorrow night.
All right, what's the next big sports story?
Next big sports story, we have the Little League. We're talking to him the year after, and the Little League team that's coming back, and also female cage fighter. T.J. Hepburn wasn't the only guy out there. There's some gals, too.
Well, we look forward to watching. We'll have you back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, sounds great.
See you folks Thursday, and enjoy the 4th of July. Be safe. We want you back on the 5th.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.